WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll open up the phones for a few minutes on the question, what were the most important things about Barack Obama's presidency? 212-433-WNYC. The context for this is that over the next few weeks, we're going to be launching a bracket to evaluate Obama's legacy as our 44th president. And we, you know, like a sports bracket, we need to determine what the teams are going to be. So teams could represent specific policies that have come from the Obama administration in the last 8 years. They could represent specific cultural impacts, reactions to domestic or international events, for better or for worse. Whatever you think has been a most important thing about Barack Obama as president, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, and nominate it for our brackets. What were the most important things about Barack Obama's presidency? Policy-wise, culturally, big sweep of history, particular thing that he did or his administration did or that Michelle Obama did. Anything is fair game here as we take nominees to build a bracket, and then you'll see the project that we'll put online in a week or two on which you can vote for the most important thing or things about the Obama administration. What should we include? Probably have 16 spots in these brackets. So what's 16 things? What one thing should we include among our 16? Any ideas? We're taking your nominees for our Obama legacy bracket. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our lines are already full. People have a lot of ideas for the most important things about Barack Obama's presidency. And again, the context for this is that in a few weeks we'll be launching a bracket going up to Inauguration Day to evaluate Obama's legacy as our 44th president. In the style of sports brackets or other brackets that people put together, what would you nominate? We'll probably have 16 places in our bracket. What were the most important things about Barack Obama's presidency that we might put up there as considerations for your votes? It can be in foreign policy. It can be in domestic policy. It can be something more abstract than the policy realm, something more cultural. 212-433-WNYC. And we'll start with Judith in the West Village. Judith, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for taking my call. I have called before, and I'm always really glad to get on. And my bracket, I realized while I was hanging onto the phone, would be authenticity, and I think that's perhaps the one thing that President Obama and President-elect Trump have in common. And what I had started to say, and I realized what it came down to, is President Obama, first of all, he didn't feel the need to project an image of macho strength either for himself or for the country, which is how he kept us out of war and didn't feel the need to do stupid stuff, quote unquote, to show off. And second of all, he didn't feel the need to pretend to be anything other than what he was, which was a very smart man and an intellectual. And I think that that was elevating for all of us. And what I most minded about Trump's dumb campaign, but I did think there was an authenticity in his dumbness and an authenticity in President Obama's smartness.
Yeah, you're also talking about a conception of masculinity, which we'll certainly see go back in a very different direction with Trump now.
Yes, yes. I felt like he certainly did not have to prove himself to be masculine. He never seemed anything other than masculine, and yet it wasn't any sort of a masculinity that that would fit in with some sort of a defensive mm-hmm. concept.
Judith, thank you very much. All right, so that's interesting, and it's outside the policy realm that – he wasn't anti-intellectual, and he wasn't macho, and he was authentic. So Judith in the West Village nominating a possible point there for the Obama legacy bracket conversation, which, of course, is just a vehicle for having, you know, an extended conversation over a period of weeks about Obama's legacy, vehicle for conversation. And Mitch in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mitch.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Thanks for choosing me. I'd have to say that history is going to look back and point to the recovery that happened, the economic recovery from the terrible financial situation that we were in at the end of the Bush years. I think that we've forgotten that. I think that it wasn't he didn't do it himself, but he negotiated between the economists and the politicians to get us back on track. It might not have grown as fast as people wanted it to, but we'd be in terrible shape if he hadn't been in charge of our economy in those early years of his administration.
Mitch, thank you very much. Julie in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Sorry about that. I'm on hold on another phone. Are you to get through?
I'm glad you got through. So you're on the air.
So I'm really happy I got through because I'm a specific kind of person. I am a 20-something-year-old mixed woman. So I'm kind of perspective on the whole Obama administration to be. So I would say that I have two ideas I want to put out there for everybody else to kind of agree or disagree with. And the first one is Joe was an amazing part of Obama's presidency to begin with. Even if you disagree with his politics, she did a lot of good herself. She was very active, and she you can't really fault her for anything. She was amazing. And then also just handling adversity, I would say, the way that he that from all different angles, people who voted for him, people who didn't vote for him, people who questioned his birth, where he came from, stuff like that. He always responded respectfully. He never deflected any of the criticism and trying it for somebody else or something like that. He always handled the issues of adversity and people with negative things to say about him. He always, always handled that admirably and respectfully. And I think that for a lot of Americans who maybe weren't ready for a black president or weren't ready for things to get shaken up so much, for them to be able to see that, you know, that happen, for them to be able to see him navigate
right.
Adversity that way.
And another caller, we're not going to have time for everybody, but another caller is putting it as, he proved white supremacy is a hoax. Is that what you're getting
at? Yes, exactly. Thank you. That you put very eloquently.
Julie, thank you very much for your call. Call us again. Philip in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Philip.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. Three most important things about President Obama's legacy. The first thing is that he got elected at all. It was unbelievable that this nation gave this gentleman who was half black, half white, the opportunity to serve. So just by getting elected, that is the realization of the hopes and dreams of a lot of people who fought really hard to make civil rights progress. The second most important thing that he did is the bailout, because people have forgotten how close the banking system was to imploding and how close the automobile industry was to disappearing. The third and final thing that I thought was really significant about his presidency is that he brought Osama bin Laden to justice. As a New Yorker, Osama bin Laden brought down our World Trade Center towers, and he had to be brought to justice. And President Barack Obama was the president who made that happen.
That's all I have to say. Thank you so much. Ernest in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ernest.
Hi. Brian, I think the greatest thing he did, of course, this is myself personally, was he was instrumental in getting gay marriage approved. Now, of course, if someone says the Supreme Court did it, but had not Barack been all for it, it would not have happened. So I thank you there. Of course, and other people mentioned things, too, like saving the automobile industry and other things there. But I especially appreciate him saving the implementing gay marriage.
Of course, a lot of people say he was pretty slow on that. He wasn't running, if I remember correctly, on gay marriage in 2008, was he?
That's right. But the point of my idea is that, you know, someone has to be behind it. You know, for instance, like as Al Gore said, the business of being anti-gun is just a losing thing there. And, of course, had he campaigned for gay marriage when he was running for president, he wouldn't have gotten elected. But once he got in there, I think he was definitely instrumental in getting it implemented.
Mm-hmm. Ernest, thank you. One more for today, and then you can keep these coming via Twitter, and we'll launch this conversation more deeply via a bracket system coming up after New Year's. Robert in, dare I say it, Clinton, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
And thanks for asking. I think what everybody is talking about, there's an overriding thing. It doesn't in any way diminish his performance as president, but it's his character. And I listened to, I watched his last news conference, and there, for heaven's sakes, was a gentleman. And if the religious right thinks they're so damn religious, they ought to take a look at this man's performance. I think he is a model that we can hold up to our children. Here is a gentleman.
Robert, thank you very much for calling. And honestly, if we were closing these brackets today, if we had a winner today, it would be something, just looking at the board of calls, very much like what Robert and the first caller said, that his character overshadows all. Keep them coming. The question is out there, and we'll build probably 16 bracket points on this after the first of the year and use it to launch hopefully some really good conversations about the Obama years. What were the most important things about Barack Obama's presidency? Tweet at Brian Lehrer. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the definition of Muslim cool.